Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 H1 Solara Active Pharma Sciences Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Abhishek. Thank you, and over to you.
A very good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for joining us today for Solara Active Pharma Sciences earnings conference call for the second quarter and half year ended financial year 2023. Today we have with us Hitesh, Solara's MD, and Hari, ED and CFO, to share the highlights of the business and financials for the quarter. I hope you've gone through our results release and quarterly investor presentation, which have been uploaded on our website. The transcript of this call will be available in a week's time on the company's website. Please note that today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in relation to the risks pertaining to our business. After the end of this call, in case you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to the investor relation team. I now hand over the call to the management to make the opening remarks. Hitesh, over to you.
Thanks, Abhishek. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining the call today. I'd like to start off with sharing good news that we have received CEP approval for manufacture of ibuprofen from our Vizag site, which is in addition to our Pondicherry site. We also received approval for ibuprofen DMF from China for our Pondicherry site, making a total of two products approved by Chinese authorities. This is our first step towards Vizag being qualified for regulated markets. We've also amended our U.S. DMF to include Vizag site as an additional site for ibuprofen, with one of our major customers filing a PAS application. We expect a prior approval inspection by U.S. FDA in the next financial year. We have initiated validation of new products from Vizag site, which shall be filed in second half of this financial year. Coming to the Q2 performance, we had a steady performance during the quarter with Q2 revenues at 342 crores, which is greater than 85% of our historical run rate. I would like to reiterate that our course correction strategy is in action now. We continue to focus and build on the actions that we have initiated in this fiscal year to get back to growth, both in terms of revenue and margins, improving our cash flows and strengthening our balance sheet. The first one, the reviving the base business growth and profits by bringing back the momentum we had on customer centricity by better networking and continuing focus on operating cost reduction, continuous improvement program, and efficient inventory management. With improved business margins in Q2 FY23, and along with our actions taken in H1, the stage is set for a stronger bounce back in second half of this financial year. Rekindling the R&D focus by adding 15+ new programs for the year, and we are on track to file six new products in this financial year. Adding more high-volume products under the cost improvement basket. We have filed eight new market extensions for nine of our existing APIs for Q2, taking the total to nine new market extensions for 10 of our existing APIs for H1. Enhanced capacity usage at Vizag by supplying validation quantities to our customers. Although our greater focus will be on regulated markets, we are tapping opportunities in markets with no regulatory binding, and we are planning certain product supplies from Vizag to markets where there is less regulatory binding from Q3 of this financial year. This will help to reduce the under-recoveries at Vizag. Our Vizag strategy is playing to plan, as stated at the opening of my speech, as one of our customers has already filed the PAS for the U.S. FDA, and we have received the CEP approval for manufacture of ibuprofen. We have invested on lyophilization capability at our Vizag site, which is a unique capability added for one of our ongoing product validations. Coming to an update on the Cuddalore site, in the last quarter, I mentioned we have 11 pending approvals from our Cuddalore site. Our customer has filed one of our polymer products, taking the total to 12 pending approvals from U.S. FDA. Our focus market, Latin America, specifically Brazil and China, has also seen traction. We secured a major order for one of our key products from Brazil, for which the delivery will take place in Q3. With this, our total number of filings in Brazil is 2, and the target is to file 3 to 4 products in this financial year. On CRAMS front, we have had good inroads in the US market with onboarding of a CRAMS head for North America. We will see traction of these efforts in FY24. Meanwhile, the RFPs we have submitted in first half of this year, we are hoping to win some in the second half of this financial year. With a focus on all the actions above, we are confident that in outgoing Q4, we will return to our historical revenue run rate of minimum 400 crores per quarter with mid-teens EBITDA margin and turning PAT positive. I now hand over to Hari to take us through the financials for Q2 FY23. Thank you.
Thank you, Ritesh. We are pleased to announce our Quarter 2 FY23 results. Key highlights for the quarter are the following. Our revenue is 342 crores, which is about 85% of our historical quarterly run rate. And, you know, as it is indicated, in Q3 and Q4, we'll be at the historical run rate. Our gross margin stands at 42.2%, compared to improved by 270 basis points over Q1. And operating EBITDA at 52.6 crores with a 15% margin. We recognize the fact that we are working on the various actions to improve the EBITDA, and mainly due to the under-recovery of Vizag, with the approval received from CEP approval and other new product validation, and the generic product being made for the non-reg market, will be out from the under-recovery of Vizag in quarter 4 of the current financial year, so that, you know, we become the normalized activity. As indicated by Jitesh, we have identified key focus areas, working on these areas, which will result in improved second half of this financial year. Our immediate priorities is offset the under recoveries in Vizag and achieve a break-even profitable growth in near term. And during the current quarter, we have initiated action for triggering regulatory inspection, which was delayed due to the COVID for a long time. In H1, we have reduced the debt by 12 crores and we are working to achieve the comfortable debt EBITDA, net debt to EBITDA ratio for the end of this financial year. Our net current assets were reduced by 65.8 crores, mainly due to the inventory reduction and, you know, the government refund of GST funds. Our focus is on improving our cash flows by prudent application of capital. With a clear focus on the actions to improve profitability, we remain confident about our growth prospects of Solara. Thank you so much.
Rishi, can we take the Q&A, please?
Sure. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Rohan John from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so I have a few questions. So first of all, the sequential improvement which we have seen in the regulated and other markets, I see it is quite low for this quarter. So what will drive as growth going forward in the coming quarters?
Yeah, so the growth what we are seeing in the coming Q3 and Q4, the demands for our base business, that's coming back, and what we have seen in the H1 is not what we are used to as from a historical point of view. So in the second half, we are definitely seeing the demands for our key products coming back. That's one of the key drivers for the revenue growth.
Mr. John?
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. So now the second question I had was, so it's related to the gross margins. So if I see currently the gross margin for the half year is around 42%, and you had initially guided to around 50% for the year. So do you still maintain this guidance, or are you going to revise it?
Yeah, so we did mention that, you know, with the actions what we have taken in H1 and the demands coming back for our key product, the second half of this financial year, especially the outgoing Q4, we will be at closer to that 50% gross margin.
Okay. Yeah. And then another question was related to ibuprofen, which you have got in China. So when will we start shipping, and what is the potential revenue from this opportunity?
So we won't give specific revenues for a product, but the commercial supplies will only happen in 2024 because customers have to take the validation batches. They have to do their own regulatory submissions.
Okay. Okay. And then also, ibuprofen, if I'm not wrong, is set to be manufactured in Vizag, right? So could you give me some timelines as to when will you reach EBIT, when the plant will be EBITDA neutral? I think you have told near-term, but could you give some timelines?
Yeah. So we are aiming for Vizag under-recoveries to be net from the outgoing Q4.
Okay. Yeah. And the last question which I had was related with the CRAMS revenue. So if I see currently, it stands at around 5%, if I'm not wrong. So do you see it getting more contribution in the revenues, or do you see it at the current levels only?
So we want CRAMS to be definitely a bigger piece than being a single digit. With the head of CRAMS for North America come into the picture, we have seen a lot of traction in the last 1 month. So we are quite upbeat about the CRAMS business. But yes, we want to grow this business and not just maintain it at 5%.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Get back to the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Palak Deka, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So just one question on the revenue side, sir. So when do we expect to head back to quarterly run rate of 400 crores?
So while we are aiming for, we are confident that from Q4, but internally, with the green shoots we are seeing in some of our base business, maybe it could even advance from Q4 to Q3 itself.
Okay. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Sumit Gupta from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hey. Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Just need to have a clarification if there is any schedule of the U.S. FDA inspection at the Vizag facility. So if you can give any color on the market size of the product which has triggered the inspection.
So the product which has triggered the Vizag inspection is ibuprofen, but there are a couple of other products which we are doing validations, which will also help in triggering. So with this trigger, we are expecting the U.S. FDA approval or the inspection for our Vizag site in the next financial year, probably sometime in the second half of next financial year.
Okay. Okay. This helps, sir. And another question is just to know if any shortage of the ibuprofen that has triggered the inspection, if there is any shortage of it?
We don't see any shortage of ibuprofen. But yes, our growth in ibuprofen is coming by because we have added some new customers and new geographies, and that will also help in terms of the Vizag site, where we are also talking to our customers to qualify Vizag also so we could have both the sites, Pondi and Vizag, to meet the demand growth for ibuprofen.
Okay. Okay. And sir, how big can the opportunity be from the approval of ibuprofen API by CDE China, and over what period of time, like you said, for FY24? And is it fine?
I think we're still working on that. Give us some time. We'll get back on the size of the opportunities. Definitely, China is a large market for ibuprofen. So we are working out with our customers now because it took us nearly 3 years to get this approval. So it's a tough regulated market. So now, with this approval in place, we are working with our customers in terms of what is the business potential.
Okay. 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 And sir, one more question is, like, can you explain the improvement in the gross margin, given that the share of regulated market is almost similar sequentially, which is at 66%. So is it the similar, same base case improvement, base business?
No, we had a good product mix of our current base products, and that has led to and also an improvement in the gross margins.
Okay. And sir, final question is, like, are you seeing normalization of inventory with respect to ibuprofen? And just to understand the pricing of products on sequential basis.
The pricing is pretty stable on ibuprofen and on other key APIs also what we manufacture. And the inventory level of ibuprofen for us, as I said, you know, for in the first half also we have seen a decent demand. I would not say a great one. This is what we are expecting in the second half. The inventory levels are not a concern at all.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nitin Agarwal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead. His line is disconnected. We'll take the next question from the line of Mitul Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question pertains to the Vizag facility. So as you reiterated that will be break-even accretive by Q4. So by when do we expect optimum utilization of Vizag facility, and what is the peak asset turn that we can expect? And what are the further CapEx number which you are planning to incur for this facility? Those are my two questions.
We don't expect major CapEx in Vizag facility because most of the CapEx we have already incurred. And it will take, because we got just CEP approval, it will take another 1 year for us to reach the full-fledged operation in Vizag for our capacity utilization. So then by end of FY24, we'll be at, we have full potential of the capacity will be achieved.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Nitin Agarwal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Just two questions. One is, A, on the debt levels which are there, we still have a fairly high level of debt versus given our EBITDA levels. So how are we thinking about reduction in debt levels over the next say couple of years, and what kind of levels do we see these reaching lowering down to as you go forward?
So look, our debt level, the term loan is only 345 crores we are having, and we expect that every year we repay around 100 crores debt, and from our internal accruals. And the term loan is, especially for Vizag, and once it is fully operational, and it will subsidize. The working capital at 600 crores, and that is also pretty in line with the current inventory and debtors level, and we'll be having around slight reduction in the debt by end of the current financial year. But it is the EBITDA to net debt will be around. And the norms within a couple of, by FY24 we'll be reaching that normalized position.
Sorry, and what would be the normalized position? Sorry, if you can repeat that.
4 or 5 times.
Sorry, sir, I think there was a voice was breaking when you were saying that.
Around 2.5 times.
2.5 times EBITDA by the end of FY24.
Yeah.
Okay. And so secondly, on the CRAMS business, you talked about RFPs, you're participating in RFPs, but what is the nature of typically client businesses that you're chasing? These are largely late stage contracts, or these are early stage contracts in terms of, these are basically the life cycle management contracts where molecules are in late stages of the patent life. So that's the nature of the contracts typically?
Yeah, on the CRAMS business, it's a mix of both. It's the early stage. It's also in the late stage. Then we also have businesses where we are also supplying the key intermediates, because the regulations around the intermediates also have
significantly changed by, you know, from US FDA. So it's a combination of both.
But you know, bulk of the, just as an industry perspective, bulk of the RFPs that you're typically seeing are getting floated by companies. What are the typical nature of these RFPs? I mean, what kind of products are companies really putting out RFPs for?
It's more on the capability what the company has, right? The product could be anything, because if these are products from the CRAM side and you're working with the innovator companies, they are in the discovery phase. So if it matches our capability both from an R&D as well as from a manufacturing point of view, then we will go ahead and evaluate and take it forward.
Right. And Yitish, you know, you talked about a 50% gross margin by the end of the year. How should we, any thoughts on what's your sustainable level of margins for a business, you know, given the way it is, the way you see it over the next few quarters beyond Q4?
So beyond Q4 also, we will see the same levels of the gross margins. Of course, you know, we are working in terms of the product mix where we introduce new products and the sales of the new product validation. That will help in terms of improving the gross margin also beyond 50%. But for now, you know, I think 50% is something which is quite comfortable.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of Avnish Khara from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand what are our utilization levels at for the first half, and where do you think they will be for the second half, just for the Vizag side?
Yeah, overall capacity utilization is around 75% currently.
So it's at 75%, and where do you see it going in the next half?
No, as we see, you know, the demand for the key products coming back, and also Vizag also has to go through the full cycle of inspections from other regulatory bodies, then of course this percentage will only improve.
Okay, and on the ibuprofen side, I mean, how much of a difference in the average selling price are you seeing in North America and Europe as compared to the less regulated markets?
No, we don't give any market-specific pricing guidance.
Okay, no worries. Also, from your tone, it seems that, you know, you're not seeing as much demand on the ibuprofen side as we would want to. So then what is the reason for qualifying an additional facility at Vizag when we could also be supplying from our existing sites to regulated markets as well, right?
Now, what I said was we are seeing growth of ibuprofen coming from new geographies and new customers.
Okay, got it. Also, how much traction are you seeing on the CRAM side with respect to a China Plus One model? I mean, we're hearing about it from a lot, you know, a long time. But on the ground, what is the reality according to you?
On the ground reality, you know, of course, China, you have some reputed companies also who are there in the CDMO space. Now, yeah, this China Plus One policy has always been there. But overall, I think it all comes down to, you know, what efforts we make in terms of breaking through with the new customers and with the existing customers, right? And with that kind of attraction, and we are developing a team around it on the business development side. So with that approach, we are quite confident that CRAMS will be a sizable portion of our business as we look in the next 3 to 4 year horizon.
Right. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit Suresh from Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So I just wanted to know, there was a BASF facility that was supposed to come up in Germany. Has it come up, or if you could just highlight something on that.
No, no idea, sir. We have no validated information around that.
Good. So, so in Europe, there's no major manufacturer of Ibu. So how is our market share in the European regions and how do you see it going forward?
So again, I will not be able to quantify from a number perspective, but I can confidently say from a regulated market perspective, Solara has a good market share, a sizable market share in the regulated markets for ibuprofen.
Got it. Sir, and just one last question on the non-IBU part. So what are your plans for the next couple of years, and in terms of your total revenues, how do you see that part moving forward?
You see, on the non-ibuprofen business, on the base business, we are pretty solid with what business we have with our existing customers and markets. What's important is that we also are doing these, and that's why I said the market extensions for our current products, we are looking at newer geographies. So we will see even growth coming from our non-ibuprofen-based products. So focus in terms of, newer geographies, which really we did not have in the past, like Brazil or China, that will drive the traction for the non-ibuprofen APIs too.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and wishing you all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Sumit Gupta from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again. Just want to know the target net debt to EBITDA by FY23, sir.
This financial year.
Yeah. This and next also.
It will be around, equal to 5 to that range.
Hello.
5 times, sir.
So can you repeat?
Debt to EBITDA at 5 times, sir. Current financial year. And working for, 2.5 to 3 by end of the next financial year.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The questions over to the management team.
Thank you, everyone, again, for joining the Solara's Q2 FY23 call. And we look forward to interacting with you for the next, for the Q3 call. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Solara Active Pharma Sciences Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.